Early in their elementary education, children learn skills to know which number is greater, and they even learn to use the greater than math symbol. Today, Brother Julius Hovan will use chapter 15, verse 1 of John to teach us that Jesus is greater. This is an important concept for all believers. You are listening to the Words of Life program. Each week, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers present this gospel message to simply tell you and others about Jesus, the Christ. First, we present singing in praise of Him.
There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross He was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much He was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but He carried my sins with Him there. He is tender and loving and patient with me, while He cleanses my heart of its dross. But there's no condemnation, I know I am free, for my sins are all nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much He was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but He carried my sins with Him there. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day, with a song on my lips and a song in my heart, that my sins have been taken away. They are nailed to the cross, they are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much He was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, but He carried my sins with Him there.
Let's pause for prayer. Thank You, Father, for the privilege of talking to You in a relationship of father and child made possible through Jesus. Please use the words of this program to bless each one who hears. Some of them have spiritual concerns, while others are troubled or ill or have other life issues. We trust you for their blessings. Be with each work of faith and encourage their faithfulness. We believe that Jesus is going to call us home to the place prepared for us. Please help us to be ready for Him. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Brother Julius Hovan will now present the sermon, Jesus is Greater.
Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Words of Life. It's our pleasure to bring to you the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, to share with you about this Creator God who has made Himself known to us in the world we see around us, has made Himself known in giving us His written word, which we call the Bible, and then to more clearly make Himself known by sending Himself in the person of His Son Jesus, who came and lived among man to show us what God is like. There are many things about which we say, ooh, that's just great. We say that about something. We say that about someone. I hear people saying about a ball player, oh, he is a great ball player, or whatever it might be. Let me talk to you today in this brief time together. And let me say, if you have a friend that needs to hear this message, give them a quick call and ask them to tune in to Words of Life today. We're glad you have tuned in to hear us. Let's talk about something great today. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament Scriptures, the angel is speaking to the woman Mary, a young woman at that time, whom we know became the mother of Jesus. And the angel says in verse 32 of that passage of Scripture, in talking about what is going to happen to Mary, notice what he says about this coming child. Talking about Jesus, he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now there are several parts to this verse that we could spend time talking about, for it looks not only at the coming birth and greatness of Jesus and who he is as the Son of God the Most High, but what God's going to do with him in giving him glory in the future. But our emphasis for this brief time today is upon that statement, he shall be great. Several verses tell us that Jesus is not only great, but he is clearly greater than anyone or anything else. You might want to have your Bible handy and see if I'm telling you correctly what I'm fixing to give you. For example, Jesus is greater than what? He's greater than John the Baptizer. Though John is called great of those born among women, in the first chapter of the great Gospel of John, verse 15 says, he, John the Baptizer himself, confessing it, there comes one after me who was before me. John, what are you talking about? John was born into the world before Jesus was. And yet he says Jesus was before me. What is he saying? Is he talking in riddles here? No, this voice in the wilderness comparing himself to the one we call the Christ, the Messiah, called here in this Luke passage, the Son of God. And John the Baptizer understood that Jesus had existed in heaven with the Heavenly Father in spirit form before he came to earth, born from the womb of a young girl, Mary. And he's greater. John says, I've got to get out of the way. He must increase, and I must decrease. Listen to it. Jesus is greater than John the Baptizer. And then there is Abraham. Jesus, as he was going about his ministry, was questioned about just about anything you want to think of theologically, for the religious leaders did not agree with him. And so they wanted to put him in a corner, and they said in John 8:53, "Are you greater than our father Abraham?" Well, the answer comes in the 58th verse, somewhat the same mystery that John the Baptizer talked about, for Jesus gave the answer, "Before Abraham was, I am." That word, "I am," to those that have studied the Hebrew language, tells us those words, "I am," are a distinct reference to God Himself. It is one of the names, one of the titles given to God. My friends, wandering, weak Abraham, compared to the mighty God, even the God that came in the flesh. Yes, Jesus is greater than the great Old Testament father of faith we know as Abraham. Greater than John the Baptizer? Yes. Greater than Abraham? Oh, yes. Matthew 12:42 adds someone else. A greater than Solomon is here. This king is described in God's Word as wiser than any other man. What a compliment. He was a genius. He was the Albert Einstein of his day, this man, Solomon. But what do we learn? Oh, somebody's come along who is wiser than even the wisest man. Compared to Jesus, the giver of all wisdom, for in him all the wisdom is contained. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Jesus. Yes, a greater than Solomon is here, and it is God in the flesh, Jesus the Christ. And Matthew says in the 41st verse of the 12th chapter of Matthew, a greater than Jonah is here. Now you are no doubt familiar with the story of Jonah. A prophet of God, yes, called by God to deliver a message to a heathen city of tens of thousands of people. And Jonah didn't like those people at all, for they were horribly immoral people who did not worship Jehovah God, Jonah's God. And God comes to Jonah and says, you go down there to that city of Nineveh and preach the word. Well, Jonah didn't want to do that, didn't want those people saved, he didn't like them. And so he ran, you'll remember, and got himself on a boat, and got himself in a storm, got himself tossed overboard, got himself swallowed by a great fish, and got himself spit out on the shore, and then convinced after all of that, I better go do what God told me to do. And he went to Nineveh, and he marched through that city preaching the word God had given him to preach. Oh, all of us who preach the gospel, that's why we're doing it. We want to see souls won to Christ. We want to see people come down the aisle. We want to see conviction of sin. We want to see souls baptized into Christ. We don't see nearly as much as we'd like to. But after Jonah had marched through this great city, after he had spoken God's word calling for repentance, the king repented. He took off his royal garments and put on sackcloth and sprinkled ashes on his head, and the people followed suit, and that city turned to God in repentance, and God spared their lives. How great Jonah appears to be! But oh, listen to me. Who is he? What is he compared to the one who is himself the resurrection and the life? Who is any prophet, any preacher, any priest compared to this great one we know as Jesus the Christ? Jesus, what did the angel say? He's going to be great. We have learned what? He's greater than John the Baptizer. He's greater than Abraham. He's greater than Jonah. And then in Matthew 12, verse 6, we read, "Here is one greater than the temple." Now, the temple was an extremely important place to the Jewish people. For them, that's where God was. He was in the Holy of Holies. He was there in their very midst. They understood that. It was the tabernacle before, just a tent. But then the great temple was built. That marvelous structure built by Solomon. And we learn there, as we read the Old Testament story of that construction, the conclusion was, even this great building cannot contain Jehovah God. Oh, but listen, in that baby, born in Bethlehem, there came within him, we are told, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That even Solomon's magnificent temple, compared to him, is put in the shade and out of the limelight. My friends, listen to me. Jesus is indeed greater. That's the reason we bring these programs to you. That's the reason we go through the trouble, the expense, the time to put this program on the air, because some of you listening have not put your trust in Jesus. Some of you don't know who Jesus is or what He wants to do for you, and we want you to know that because it is such good news. Here is this great one. John the Baptizer is not greater. Abraham is not greater. Jonah is not greater. The temple, oh, we church folks, we love our church buildings. And Grandpa gave the land the church is on, and somebody else gave the money to build this and that and the other, and we almost worship those things. Somebody here who is greater than all of that. Ah, there is a bit of good news in our concluding word in this message today. We learn from the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 these words. Listen carefully to it. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, the greater that this verse is talking about is none other than the Jesus I've just described to you, who is greater than John the Baptizer or Abraham or Jonah or the temple or any of these. He's greater than all of that. And here is another one. He is greater than the one who is where? He is greater, the one that resides in us. When I open my heart to the message of the gospel, when I hear that I am a sinner, hell bound, no hope in this world or the one to come, and my guilt eats me alive, and I don't know what to do about it, and I hear the gospel, I hear about this great one called Jesus, who died at Calvary. He took your sin and my sin upon Himself. He suffered the death I deserve to die. You deserve to die because you have sinned and broken God's law. But He, when we are baptized into Christ and filled with the Spirit, this great one we have been talking about comes to live within us. And this one that is in the world, I think you know who that is. That is none other than the great deceiver, Satan, the old roaring lion, the devil, who wants to devour you and to send you to a devil's hell. But Jesus is greater than him. He can snatch you out of the jaws of Satan. He can protect you from his onslaught. And so when the angel said to Mary, "He shall be great," we have seen rather clearly about His greatness, and certainly the future will show Him to be as great, even greater, than we have tried to describe. Philippians 2:9 says, "He has a greater name." Now today there are a lot of people named Jesus, a lot of people in Hispanic countries, ball players that we have in the United States and countries like that. Many young men are named Jesus, Jesus. But here is the Jesus who has the greatest name of all. And the book of Hebrews says, He has inherited a more excellent name than the angels. My, we think of the place and importance of angels and the power of angels and what they are and what they can do. But Jesus is described as being so much greater. All this greatness centers around the simple name Jesus. Jehovah, the Old Testament says. The word means Savior for those who are in the throes of sin. And what did Mary learn from that angel? He shall be great, for he shall save his people from their sins. Do you need that salvation, my friend? Have you gone through your life? Maybe you're an adult. I don't care what age you are. But you need to be saved from sin. You know what sin has done in your life. The heartbreak, the heartache, the damage to your health, the damage to your relationship. So many hurts that sin has brought to you. And Jesus has come to heal those hurts, to wash away the filth and dirt that sin brings to the believer. We want what is best, don't we? If we go to buy something, many years ago, Sears Roebuck used to advertise their product, good, better, and best. This is a good product, but here is one that is better, and here is the one that is the best. It cost a little bit more, but it's better than all of the others. Well, may I say to you, something has cost a great deal. The life of the perfect Son of God given for you, for me, for all of those who will come in a simple faith to receive the Lord Jesus. In Matthew 11, the 11th verse says, I say unto you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John the Baptizer yet. He that is little in the kingdom of heaven is greater than even John the Baptizer. Jesus is greater than he, of course. But we, in this verse, when we become children of God, we are accounted as those who are greater than even John the Baptizer himself. No wonder the Revelation letter says in the 21st chapter, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. There's a beautiful hymn. You have no doubt heard it, or you have heard the words, written by Anna B. Warner. We close with it in this broadcast today. It is entitled, We Would See Jesus. We would see Jesus, the great rock foundation on which our feet were set with sovereign grace. Nor life, nor death with all their agitation can thence remove us if we see His face. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We would see Jesus. This is all we're needing. Strength, joy, and willingness come with the sight. We would see Jesus dying, risen, pleading. Then what? Welcome day and farewell mortal night. Oh, the contentment that comes when we escape the servitude of sin and Satan and things, and we find our happiness and contentment and our wealth in the love and friendship and fellowship of our wonderful Lord Jesus and our fellow Christians in the family of God, all made possible because of what Jesus did for us. When we are His and He is ours, we are rich indeed, and we realize He is all we need, and contentment becomes our way of life, for He is greatest of all. Thank you for joining in today.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found.
Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the true, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will the promise secure. Whosoever will forever must endure. Whosoever will, tis life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come.
How important it is for us to believe that Jesus is greater. We pray that the sermon that you have just heard has blessed you in knowing Jesus. If you're not yet a Christian, please give full consideration to Jesus today. It is important that you study God's Word and also meet with a group of believers who truly follow Jesus Christ as the Bible presents. Feel free to write to us for spiritual needs as well. You may have a free CD of this program by requesting number 1839. That's 1839. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. You can also listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want to by logging on to wordsofliferadio.com and selecting the broadcast that you want to hear. Our newsletter is also available online. On behalf of Words of Life, this is Wayne Hobbs thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time for another program from Words of Life.